U.S., South Korean, and Japanese warships took part in exercises this morning after North Korea launched two more short-range ballistic missiles earlier today. North Korea launched an intermediate-range missile over Japan on Tuesday. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Gordon Chang, analyst and author on North and South Korea. Thank you for joining us to discuss this. So how concerned are you about this latest provocation? I mean, we know North Korea is a country known for its provocations.
Well, in general, we should be deeply concerned about North Korea. But these particular incidents, they're just one in a series of a deeply troubling pattern. So, you know, we have seen, for instance, North Korea launched missiles this year on a record pace. And on Tuesday, the missile they launched traveled farther than any other North Korean missile. So they're making progress. We should always be watchful of this. And what we really need to do, and this is something that would be a news flash to most American presidents, but we need to actually pay attention to what's happening in North Korea and apply American power. We have a lot of language from our UN diplomats about the provocations from the North, but we never really back it up with real actions meant to stop the North Koreans from these missile launches.
Why is North Korea feeling emboldened now?
I think there are a couple of reasons. First of all, they see the international system is disintegrating. Everyone's paying attention to Ukraine. Vladimir Putin is making threats to use nuclear weapons. The Chinese have done so as well. And the North Koreans actually chimed in about 3 or 4 months ago saying that they could launch a first strike with their nukes. So until the United States, and this is not just a problem with the current president, it's a problem with his predecessors as well, they've allowed Russia, China, North Korea, Iran to make these nuke threats and not to hear any pushback from the United States. So they do, in general, feel emboldened, and now particularly because of the failures in Ukraine.
You mentioned some of the provocations like firing missiles. There have been other occasions when North Korea was willing to go even farther. I did a series there in 2010. I left just before the Cheonan was sunk and with lives lost, and there was no real retaliation for that.
Yes, and that was a particularly disturbing incident because there you had about, 34 or so sailors lost. They lost that ship. And the international community imposed no costs on North Korea. So North Korea, we have taught North Korea that there is essentially no penalties for provocative, dangerous, aggressive, militant behavior.
And these defense exercises aren't saying anything, in your opinion? Or what are they saying?
Well, they are showing that the United States and South Korea, as well as Japan, are willing to try to defend themselves. But this is really not a cost for North Korea. They look at those exercises and use them as an excuse for further provocative behavior. And at the Security Council yesterday, China even cited America's defensive exercises as a justification for North Korea's missile launch on Tuesday. So we have very little cost to the North Koreans. It's good that we exercise. We should, because we need to keep our forces ready. But it's not a cost on North Korea.
All right. Thank you very much for your insights. That's Gordon Chang, analyst and author on North Korea and South Korea.